Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Wednesday. Yeah. What up, Zach?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I no longer drink whiskey.
Oh, whiskey's out?
Whiskey's out.
Somebody get Lewis a whiskey.
No.
Is it because you puked so much whiskey Sunday that now it disgusts? Because I had the same problem with vodka for a long time.
I had the same problem with vodka for a while as well, and that's exactly it. I can't even think about whiskey. And I'm going to Texas this weekend, which is a whiskey state. I'm going to England next week, which is a whiskey country.
No, they're gin.
Yeah, you got to drink fancy shit in England, dude.
No.
Tom Collins.
You know what?
I'll be honest, though. On the road, Lewis been a martini man sometimes.
I do drink a martini, and I'm wondering if it's alcohol in general, or if it's just, I haven't drank since Saturday, and I'm wondering if it's going to be alcohol in general, or if it's just whiskey. I'm going to try to drink tomorrow night. Also, by the way, we're doing tomorrow night, we're going to be in Texas. Let's get into the show, but we're tomorrow in Texas. I don't even know how we're producing this podcast.
No clue. We did not prepare for this.
Shannon, you want to come?
I can't go. I'm going to be away next weekend, so
hey,
I can't.
Hey, Shannon, do you want to come do a weekend in Texas immediately after Moon Tower, where every single one of our friends just did shows?
Whatever, dude. We are of the better fucking shows. Moon Tower's a bunch of fags. I'll say it right to their fucking Moon Tower faces. Cheeseheads, queers, pussies.
Why are they cheeseheads?
I don't know. I was just saying words.
It's a different state.
Any word that came into my head, I said at that moment.
Then we're lucky we got the ones we got.
Look, we have a great show planned today.
Moon Tower's the name of the only Chinese guy with a big penis.
The Reverend Moon Tower.
We have an incredible show planned today. You guys know him from the High Society Radio podcast, as well as Notes of a Goon, and from Catalyst Wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris from Brooklyn is here.
What's up, boys?
What up, doggy?
Happy to have you back on the show.
Yeah.
Sick. And also from Catalyst Wrestling, it's been a little while. Ladies and gentlemen, Ash Samuels. I didn't even know you had a last name, Ash.
Yeah, it's, you know, one of those things.
It's also a fake name that I didn't know for 3 years.
It's not a real name?
No, dude. That's my old wrestling name.
You use your pro wrestling name in real life?
I use it as a buffer between the wrestling business and my real life.
A Bruce buffer?
Let's get ready to rumble, Lewis.
I'm Ash Williams. Hey, guys, come on.
But yeah, man.
I'm on fire today.
I still have, like, real people job and shit. So
what is your real people job? Where do you work?
I work in marketing for an IT company.
Okay.
So having all my social media and everything
it's
as Ash, it just kind of keeps me as, like, not completely fucking myself over.
All right. Well, you know, if you...
Wait, didn't you completely fuck yourself over with all those chairs to the head in the 90s?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You're like...
2000s.
You know that a guy like Ash did
pro
wrestling.
When he emails people about business stuff, they don't know he's...
Yeah.
Ash, when you... When I find out you're a pro wrestler, it makes no sense, because you're a man of small stature, you know... You're not very intimidating, like, no offense. I'm not trying to shit on you right now.
I get
but
it, dude.
You know, people have to lose, too.
Yeah, like, I was, you know.
Yeah, but you're smaller than the, like, you know, in Saturday morning wrestling, like, the jobber that'd already be in the ring?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're smaller than those guys.
I was 14 when I started. I didn't know I was going to be this fucking small.
You thought you were
going to
grow. You're like, all right, dude, I'll grow into this.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to get
actually
fucking...
He was 6'2". He got chair shotted down.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to get a fucking growth spurt.
I wanted to be a pro wrestler so badly when I was a kid. It was what I wanted to be. Bishop Kane. That was my name. It was before Kane was around.
Okay.
So then Kane came out and I was like, fuck.
So were you like a tiny Puerto Rican pimp in your head?
Yeah. Did you combine the Bishop from the X-Men with Big Daddy Kane, the rapper?
No, it was Bishop from the movie Juice?
Juice.
Okay.
Was the
Tupac's character.
Was the character named Bishop? Yes, that's where I got that. I thought that was a cool name.
Okay.
Thought that was a cool name. And then Cain, I think it was like Cain and Abel. Like I just, yeah, it was Bishop Cain.
Okay.
Right. That was my fucking, and it was like, you know, I was like almost like in the vein of The Undertaker.
And then Cain came out in like 96 and just shit all of your dreams.
Yeah. But I was never going to be that big either. But like I had aspirations of being bigger than I am. I assumed that I was going to be bigger than 6'1 because I was always the biggest kid in my class.
You could be 6'1 and like Chris Jericho's 6'1.
When I grew up,
Chris Jericho's like 5'10, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Like that's the thing. Everyone is
a liar.
Well, that too.
WWE superstars, when I was a kid, were all fucking massive.
Yeah.
Like, the smallest guy was Shawn Michaels. Like, he was like, and he was 235, 6'2", 6'3". And I met Shawn Michaels. He was a fucking big dude. He wasn't like a tiny dude. Mm. So, but that's what I wanted to be when I was a kid.
And then they realized the shelf life on those guys. How many tall old men have you ever met?
Yeah, that is true. They're all dead.
Yeah. Besides Ralph?
Yeah, besides the one we know that we can't say that fact around happily.
Yeah, I don't know. But, then why did I not? It was too expensive to get into it. My mom wasn't going to allow me to go to pro wrestling school.
I looked into it also when I was like 16.
It was like $300 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a lot for me. And I was selling drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were up by where I grew up. And like the only schools up there were either like $2,500 up front or like you said, like $300 a fucking
month.
There
was one in Pennsylvania, the something factory.
Monster Factory?
Monster Factory. That was,
yeah, that was the WCW like the one.
That was a different one.
They were telling you that, like, that was a good one to go to. There was a few that were like reputable, but I got a tape where I learned how to do pro wrestling moves. Like me and my sister would just like take bumps on the living room floor and Jesus. Fucking, it was brutal.
Yeah, that's how we all started, but that's rough as shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but his sister had a real chance.
Yeah, it was great. Oh, there we go. We got some nudes in the live chat. Racist live chat. Shout out to the racist live chat. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's get into our fucking show. Plugs, Chris?
Yeah, Notes of a Goon. High Society Radio, you said them. Catalyst Wrestling has an internet pay-per-view coming out, I believe, tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're perfectionists, so that's actually going to be this weekend. Catalyst Wrestling, steal the show. Dollar fucking eye pay-per-view. We just want you motherfuckers to see it.
$1
Fucking cheaper than a goddamn blunt wrap. We just want you to see it. True. Our guys all killed themselves.
Zach's fucking his shit up the whole time.
Zach fucking tore through shit.
Awesome.
Like,
awesome.
We had a really good time.
You wrestled?
No, I managed, but I was out there for a long time.
Zach was out there for like 20 fucking minutes.
That's great.
And he shot one of the creepiest promos of all time that's going to be included in the iPay-per-view.
In a Sunday school class.
I'm telling you right now, I can still be convinced to come to Catalyst, but I need to see the money. You guys aren't... they come to me probably every month being like, hey, dude, we want you to wrestle. We know you can be our champion. We see you training MMA. We see you fucking getting in shape.
It's only once a month they're calling you?
They call me once a month.
He told me they're calling you every week.
They call me once a month. I mean, it only gets through to me once a month.
It gets through to him once a month. Because, fucking answering phone calls and texts aren't exactly Lewis's strong suit.
And I would be willing to come in because I'll tell you right now, I've seen the lineup of Catalyst Wrestling. I could beat the shit out of literally everybody on the lineup. There's not a single person out there. And we're going to go over that in a minute, who you think could take me. And we're talking about real fighting. This is not whatever you guys do. I do MMA. I'm an actual real fighter. I train in Brazilian
Jiu-Jitsu. If you haven't seen the videos, he beats up Mike Harrington every week.
Constantly.
Easily.
Constantly.
With ease. At this point, it's one-handed.
Yeah,
so.
Like, it's having like the wrestling buddy pillows when you were a kid and just beating the shit out of him and going, I won.
It's like playing Punch Out and being like, oh, I beat Glass Joe. Game over.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll have Harrington go in and fight for me one day. But either way, look, if you guys came to me with a serious fucking offer and you came to me with the real money, we could bring Catalyst Wrestling to the next level. And you know that. Everyone knows that. I'm the Brock Lesnar to Catalyst Wrestling.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
So,
by the way, stop giving Harrington concussions on Mondays when he has to produce my show.
No, I refuse.
He literally thought Haiti was in Mexico last week.
That's phenomenal.
You're beating geography out of
fucking rules.
Zach, what do you got to plug?
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. Doing a live midnight spook show at The Stand Halloween night, Sunday, October 31st at 9 o'clock. Come through. Really excited about it.
Fuck yeah, dude. Live show's coming up. If you're watching live this weekend, we're going to be in Austin, Texas at the Creek in the Cave. Live Real Ass Podcast on Thursday night. And then the first and the second live stand-up shows featuring myself, Zach D'Amico, Colin Turrell, and Natalie Cuomo. Then we're heading out to the UK. I'll be opening up for Michael Bisping the entire week. I'll be in Manchester, London, Glasgow, and some other places as well. But I have one headlining night. This is on October 5th, Tuesday night, October 5th. There's two shows, 7:30 and 9:30. Get tickets for the 9:30 show right now. 7:30 show is just about sold out. 9:30 show is about halfway there. So let's fucking sell out the 9:30. If you guys haven't seen me perform, I've never been to this part of the world. Fucking get on a train, get on a horse, get on a dragon, whatever you got to do. However you travel in England, please come to the fucking show in London. I'm going to be partying all night after that 9:30 show. So I don't do a meet and greet or any of that shit. But if you come to the 9:30 show, we're hanging out after the show. So that's the show to come to if you guys want to party. And then I'll be October 16th, Governors, out in Levittown, Long Island. October 23rd, me and Zach Amico will be in Albany, doing a small theater in Albany. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab those tickets. Chicago, Skankfest is coming up. Poughkeepsie's coming up. Toronto's coming up. California, Hartford, Connecticut. Lots more dates, all at lewisofskanks.com. Go there. And if you guys love the show, if you want to support the show directly, make sure you subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. What we're doing is we're giving away one pair of all-access passes to Skankfest South, courtesy of this show. If you use the promo code RAP and you're subscribed during the month of October, even if you don't pay, even if you're just in a free trial, you guys are eligible to win a pair of all-access passes. We're giving away one pair of passes to somebody who uses the promo code RAP. Premium service gets you instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows on the network. And yeah. It's a great fucking deal. You save $1.50 a month, you get a 7-day free trial. It's pretty fucking sweet. Oh yeah, and if you sign up for the 2-year trial, we're giving away that awesome custom Gas Digital backpack with all the pins already attached to it, all the show pins. Very, very cool. Can't buy this. It's like $100 fucking value, doggy. It's wild. So go get the 2-year membership, and you're also entered in for
and,
the
and there's Gas cocaine Digital. In the bag when you ship it out.
You're
right?
Also entered in for the raffle for the Skankfest tickets if you buy the 2-year membership. All right. So, what do we got here now? All right. Let's talk about some of these things.
Did you guys see the Chris Canyon Dark Side of the Ring?
Oh, my God.
I'm holding off about on it because it's going to depress me.
It was talking, fucking listen, rough.
We're not talking pro wrestling on the whole show.
No, but did you not see it?
No.
He's just a violent, closeted gay man. You'll love it.
Okay, it's me?
Yeah.
No, he's talented.
Wow. Wow, Zach. Wow.
You're a better promo.
That is also true. I'm a way better.
You're a way better promo.
Who's better than Gomez?
So, yeah, I have a couple. Also, some news on fucking, I think at Skankfest, we're going to do some streams this year, which is pretty cool. We're going to do some live streams.
It's just REPing.
What?
It's just REPing again.
I don't know what that means.
REPisses on things?
Oh, it's a stream REPing. Of
piss.
I thought it sounded like REPing.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do probably 2 or 3 live streams per day. Some of them might be free. Some of them might be pay-per-view. We're talking to a couple different providers right now. So I'll let you guys know what's going on. But I know the Ellis Mania fights, we're trying to live stream. The Roast of Luis J. Gomez, we're trying to live stream. Kill Tony, a couple other things. So if you guys can't be at Skankfest, there's still a way to sort of fucking get a little bit of a sneak preview.
Trying to get some of that Triller peek. Money?
Trying to get some of that Triller money, son. Yeah. So yeah, but me and Ellis spoke today on the phone. And we might, because we're trying to figure out what we're going to compete against each other in. So I think we're going to do a musical chairs fight. So essentially, there's 6 guys, and then there's 4 chairs. And when the music stops, everyone sits down. The 2 that are left standing have to box for a minute, right?
Yeah. I remember when we went to, they had a bunch of those when we were at Ellis
Mania. Yeah, but me and Ellis might compete in this specifically. So there's a chance me and Ellis are going to fucking
square off,
throw fucking down at Ellis Mania. Even though our fight is still happening, we push it off till next year. We're doing an MMA fight. This is going to be a nice little fucking preview.
Mm.
So
that's the way to do it.
Ask Harrington if he's willing to do a musical chairs fight with me, Jiu-Jitsu Bear, Ellis, and a few others. He's in the booth now because Harrington's bitching out of his fight. He's supposed to fight Jiu-Jitsu Bear.
I thought he was going to fight Dylan.
He is fighting Dylan, but he's a fucking...
Oh, in the same show? He's supposed to fight Jiu-Jitsu Bear and Dylan?
Well, there's 2 days of Ellis Mania. So there's Saturday and Sunday or Friday and Saturday, and he's going to fight Dylan one day, and then Jiu-Jitsu Bear, they were supposed to fight, and we're like, well, just do it the next day. Who cares? Dylan's not going to hurt you. It doesn't matter. And then Harrington's pussying out. He doesn't want to fight Jiu-Jitsu
Bear. What does Jiu-Jitsu Bear look like?
He's just a big, fat guy. He's just, like, tough. He's not, like, a good fighter. He's just tough.
He also does not want to do musical chairs fight.
He doesn't want to do musical chairs fight. What a bitch. What a bitch.
Look, when Harrington's 40 and you have to take a dribble fucking thing to his mouth as he sits in your living room all day because of you just constantly knocking him in the head, you'll remember why he didn't take this fight.
He's got to have some fucking head movement.
Those guys are fucking huge, some of those Ellis Mania guys.
Yeah, it's one of those big guys. Yeah,
you know, if Harrington does musical chairs, the music's going to stop and he's just going to be asleep across all the chairs, right?
Yeah, maybe. So we'll see what happens. Harrington's a fucking pussy. I'm actually going to kick Harrington off Team Rattlesnake and just train Dylan because I've never seen such a fucking bitch. It's crazy. I've never seen such a pussy. He literally wants to bully a boy in Dylan, and he's unwilling to do anything else. So, all right, let's see. Did we get a Brian Laundry, Gabby Potato update?
Yeah, there's a couple of different updates. First, as we talked about before, Dog the Bounty Hunter has like put himself into the mix. First, he knocked on the door of Brian Laundry's family. And the mother said that she called the cops on him. And if
she called the cops on Dog.
Yeah. And
you
really,
don't call the cops on Dog.
He's just trying to find your missing son, really. So there's no reason to call the cops on him.
Are you being a smartass?
No, I'm being serious.
Like if I'm
Mrs. Shannon, don't defend your real biological father like that.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna tell you right now, look, I understand the parents. The parents are protecting this fucking kid. Of course. That's it. That's your only job as a parent.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, they probably helped him bury the fucking body if they could.
Probably.
Well, it does seem that way. Because also, Dog the Bounty Hunter discovered, and it's now been confirmed, that a couple of days before officially Gabby Petito had gone missing, but she had not been reported missing, the family and Brian were all camping together. And then they came back like a day or two after she was actually reported missing. So they were together with him.
Maybe they killed him in the woods.
Maybe. But they were at the same campsite that he had been with Gabby 2 months earlier. And it also appears, this is what Dog the Bounty Hunter is saying, which has not yet been confirmed, that they believe the mother has been communicating with Brian through a burner phone. The FBI, when they were asked about this, said they cannot confirm or deny it.
Me and Zach are not paying attention to anything you're saying.
Stop looking at the news.
somebody put a video of Cash Me Outside, girl. And me and Zach watched my finger click play. And we've both just been side-eyeing it like dogs the whole time you've been talking.
Yeah, I was like, oh, just hope he gets away with it.
We just don't care anymore.
And Shannon, am I wrong? Didn't neighbors also see the parents helping him pack a camper before he left?
Yes.
Yeah. They were like, all right.
Yeah, they absolutely know where he is.
And then they waited funny. 3 days to say he was missing.
Right.
Of course. You must protect your children. I'll tell you right now. Real ass dudes of the week. Fucking the laundry parents. The laundries. Yep. Real ass dudes. Here we go.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
One more thing.
I mean, one more thing, Shannon, you should pull up the video that they fucking pulled up of fucking Cash Me Outside Girl. God damn, is that a good video? Is that what she's doing on her fucking OnlyFans now?
Yeah, pull that up.
Little piggy piggy.
Or at least turn your computer around.
Oink, oink. Wow. Here, I'm going to full screen this shit.
Is there things in her butt?
No, doggy. This is
not yet.
Look at this, dude. She's getting there, dude. She is fucking getting there. Yeah. Now, that's Karen Feehan, you asshole.
I'm so sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm so sorry.
Get that one back inside.
Jesus Christ, dude.
They're posting them so quickly. Hold on, I'm downloading it.
And I love Karen. Hey, she's great, but you know.
Shannon, let me give you a hint. The one with tits.
I mean, that's like fucking, that's why when you go to eat something that you think it is and then it's something completely different, you go to take a swig, you're like, you think it's soda, but it's fucking poison. You think it's soda, but it's a rock.
Not necessarily bad, it's just not the texture you were expecting.
God damn! I mean, you gotta take this off the fucking stream. She's looking good these days. Are you kidding me? That's her?
Yeah, she was looking a little weird for a while, but she brought it back.
For a minute, she's figured it out now.
She brought it back.
She figured it all out. And God, thank you, Racist Live Chat, for fucking being real ass. And Bend Over, the guy who keeps on spamming the N-word, we're going to just ban you. It's not because you're racist. It's because you're spamming. If you were spamming the word donut, I would do the same thing.
The word's irrelevant.
You heard spam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, damn, dude, damn. bend over, Shannon. Give him a warning in the chat. You got to be an administrator, Shannon. You got to get into the live chat and let them know. You can't let these people fucking bully you, Shannon. Be like, bend over. This is your final.
Yeah, that's
warning.
Your job.
Maybe that's the lyrics to the song she was dancing to.
That's how System of a Down would write that. Nigger, 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 nigger. Yeah, dude. Fucking Cash Me Outside girl's looking good these days. I'll give it to her.
Yeah, that's crazy that happened all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
That's all she's doing. At first, she was like gross with those fucking huge fucking tits. That was fucking weird. And then, like, all of a sudden, magically.
No. But she wasn't actually hot. It was like when she came out, she did have big fat Jew tits. And she was like, yes, she was a teenager. And that was pretty awesome.
They're called Jubes.
But she wasn't hot. She was still awkward looking and kind of weird looking. You know what I'm saying? It was just her being like a psychopath that sort of made it like, oh, yeah, crazy bitch. I want to fuck her. That's great.
Yiddies, too.
No, she's figured out like a look now. She's actually a hot chick now.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that succeeding or failing as a parent if that's your fucking kid? I mean, she's rich as shit.
It is succeeding at being a shitty parent.
Fair.
It's the best possible way to be a shitty parent.
It was too late for her. So really at this point, you can go like, all right, well, like, she was dealt sort of a shitty hand. You know, it's the Brock Lesnar quote, chicken salad out of chicken shit.
Yeah.
She was chicken shit, and they turned her into some pretty tasty chicken salad. Some delightful, of-age chicken salad, Zach.
Mm-hmm. Chicken salad.
Not before the expiration date, not after the expiration.
Nope, not egg salad. Can't have egg salad.
Nope.
Chicken salad's fun.
I love how Zach is just like, yeah, I'm a pedophile, whatever. Fuck off.
You will not replace us.
So, Zach, before I left, Matt's like, do not do anything to get yourself canceled. It's like, yep, we're here.
No, come on.
You haven't said anything.
From what?
We're taking the
heat. I'm your Brock Lesnar. You can't be canceled.
You're in your own company.
Once I come in, that's it. It's okay. Right, who's that? I don't know who that is. Thanks, Ray Pimgood, but that actually looks like a child. Never mind. Ray Pimgood, if you're putting child porn into the racist live chat, stop it right now. Let it be known. By the way, this is why you guys should subscribe. I mean,
this is the new
commercial I ever heard.
It's the new WikiLeaks.
Yeah. So let's see. Laundry, blah, blah, blah. The parents know. Who really gives a shit? Dog the Bounty Hunter. He said he's gonna find him. You think Dog's gonna find him?
No.
He found one guy ever, and he got a show out of it.
I mean, if you're the worst criminal on earth, if fucking Dog the Bounty Hunter busts your case right wide open.
Yeah.
Like, you get some sort of award for being shitty at your job in that case.
I mean, but he is also like a big like star and probably has a big social media presence at this point. So like people that are like following along are probably helping him much more so than they're helping the authorities.
Yeah, but this case is all every fucking fat chick with brown hair and glasses that's into murder right now. Because it's like the hot podcast.
You get it. Thing. You hate your wife.
That's constantly listening to murder podcasts that aren't that good at 3 a.m. Every girl thinks they're like a detective now.
Speaking of internet sleuths, they have said that within the past week, they've noticed activity on Brian Laundrie's Instagram page and his Spotify page. And then on his Instagram page, he went live for like 2 seconds and took it down. And they saw what looked like waves in like water and the front of a boat. And then on Spotify, he also unfollowed some people. And then Dog the Bounty Hunter, I'm sorry, do you want me to stop talking about it?
No, it's fine. It's okay.
So Dog the Bounty Hunter is saying what he believes is that the last camping site where he was with his parents, there is water there and there are kayaks. So he thinks that he's like going between islands in that area. And that's how he's evading the police.
And he's on Instagram DMing hosts because he's famous now.
But how, I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? All right, look, let's just say shit hits the fan. You know, you met a fucking crazy hot little blonde chick, sort of relationship with her.
She gained some weight. She's my girlfriend now.
You guys go and start
she doesn't fit in the van anymore.
Yeah.
A travel blog, van life. You're going across the country. Mm-hmm. You know, shit gets crazy. She gets a little hot in the kitchen.
Dude, I said on High Society the other day, my girlfriend's into this van life shit. She'd be dead in 6 weeks.
Well, no. I'm saying it's even past that. You've killed her at this point in this story. Yeah. You've so killed
6 weeks
in
a day.
Okay, yeah. 6 weeks, one day later, you've killed this bitch.
Well, since I've recently come, I can now think.
What do you do? Where do you go? I mean, are you just trying to live in the wilderness? That seems like no life. I would almost
Mexico,
rather
right?
I would rather live in prison than live amongst, like, I watch Naked and Afraid and Alone. Prison seems more comfortable than Naked and Afraid.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know?
But this is a person who chose to live in a van for a summer with
Hot chick, dude.
Yeah, but an annoying
crazy shit, dude. I fuck chicks in, like, literally in filthy bathrooms in, like, McDonald's.
Yeah, for 5 minutes. And then you leave.
No, I would have lived there. I would have stayed.
That was like Will Smith with his son in that movie.
But where do you, what would you do? What would be the plan? Would it be?
I think it's go to Mexico. You go to Mexico and you just live on whatever money your parents threw you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said they gave him a few grand. I'm
a busboy in Cancun or something.
I don't even know what, like, what, so in Mexico.
Or you can go further south.
But what would you do, though?
In Mexico City, you could probably find a job doing something. You could fucking paddle one of those boats. You speak English and shit.
But when you say Mexico, what does that even fucking mean?
The, like, country of below Mexico.
Yeah, it's a country.
But when you say country, explain this to me.
It's a sovereign state that has its own governing bodies
and
laws.
Harder words now. Like, this is getting more difficult.
Okay.
No, I understand. No.
It's the place where all your drugs come from.
Listen, shut the fuck up, everybody. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Harlem?
Shannon, you don't go to Mexico, okay? You don't.
Crikey.
You're not just going there and be like, hey, I'm in Mexico now, got a backpack, I'm a murderer, I'm cool, everyone's cool. Like, what do you do?
You go to Iran, you become a fucking Muslim. They're not going to send
money.
You back.
His parents give him some money. You just get a house and eventually find a guy who will give you a job.
Chris, I'm talking about in a practical way. Not mean? Just get a house. What do you, first step, say you killed your bitch.
Yeah. All right, and where am I in Mexico?
Where are you in Mexico?
Yeah.
You tell me. Do you not hear what I'm saying?
Okay. So
he's on fire.
Assuming he went via water,
yeah,
which I think people are is what people think because his uncle owns something with boats,
slave ships.
Yeah, you go to some town, and I would assume you rent a room.
Does he speak Spanish? I don't even speak Spanish.
Yeah, but you go. There's first of all, everybody, even in Mexico City, almost everybody speaks English. So at some level, like, so that's even a place that's not like the resort areas. So it's like you can find a place, like anywhere along the border, most of those people speak English.
But you just murdered your girlfriend. You're an international criminal.
Yeah, you find someone who can make you a fake fucking passport.
But nobody knows what that motherfucker, I don't know what he looks like. I'll tell you that right now.
You're all being caught. Can I just point out, this motherfucker's still in the States looking for a guy to make him a passport. Just so you know, you boated to Mexico. Where are you at? You have a yacht. You're in Mexico City. None of you have any fucking idea what you're doing.
I think it'd be fine.
No.
No, you find someone to make you a fake passport in Mexico.
Hold on. This story's been going on for 3 weeks. I have no idea what that guy looks like. And I'm sure most of the people in Mexico have no idea.
Shannon, has anybody sent in pictures of lookalikes and tagged them and tried to get them in trouble?
People have sent in what they believe to be sightings of him.
No, I'm saying to the show.
Oh, no.
Because I asked.
No.
Yeah, we ask people if you see a bald guy walking down the street.
Yeah, take a picture of him and start yelling.
Just film him and go, are you Brian Laundrie? And make him uncomfortable.
And send it to us.
Dude, that is a great
game. That's fucking amazing.
You were just saying you need more shit for Paco to do. Get him out in the street doing that.
You may be doing that on Friday. So next week.
Oh, we said that on
you
Friday.
You will say that.
I will say that on Friday's show for next week's show. Yes, yes.
We
yes,
have
yes,
not figured out this whole thing. Yes, pre-tape
it's show. Okay. All right. We still haven't figured out how we're taping our podcast tomorrow night in Texas. That'll be one of the shows next week while I'm out of town, Shannon.
What will?
The Texas show.
No, what will be that show? Oh, when you record out there. I'm sorry.
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
There's not going to be a show.
I need to fire all the producers.
No, but I've asked you every day and you walk away from me.
In all fairness, we brought 4 producers last time and they just put a cell phone down in the middle of the room.
It was crazy. It was fucking crazy.
Insane.
When I watched Rebecca walk up to the stage with a cell phone, put it in front of me, and I went, what? What is that? What is that? Is that because we're not recording audio? Are you trying to record audio on that cell phone? You fucking moron! Ooh, it made me angry.
Yeah,
I'm living it again. Hey, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors on the show, which is Oklahoma Smokes. Oklahoma Smokes is a nicotine-free CBD cigarette that can help you kick that nasty tobacco habit. They look and smoke just like a real cigarette with organically grown additive-free hemp.
Yeah, you can't really tell the difference if you look. Everybody here at the office has been trying them out. If you know anything about Gas Digital, anything that's like to help with addiction usually gets around the office pretty quick, and it looks like everybody's really digging these CBD cigs from Oklahoma Smokes.
Yeah, dude, when I take breaks from smoking weed, I smoke CBD weed as well, and it's great, and I've been talking about it for a while, but this is a great company that puts together really high-quality products. CBD cigarettes help with that oral fixation while trying to kick the habit, and they've had over 10,000 smokers who've used Oklahoma Smokes to quit with nearly a 5-star rating, along with 200-plus 5-star reviews. It's going to be the next innovation in cutting back and quitting smoking. So right now, go to their website. It's oklahomas.com. That's itsoklahomas.com. itsoklahomas.com. And play around a little bit. Check out their products and purchase something. And make sure you use the promo code RAP at checkout for a special discount for the listeners. Once again, itsoklahomas.com. Promo code RAP and free shipping on all your purchases. Okay, where were we? What? One at a time. Mm-hmm. Zach, what is your plan? You killed your girlfriend. Where are you going? What are you doing? First steps.
Am I where he is or am I in New Jersey?
We'll say you're in New Jersey. You kill your wife. You've had enough.
Yeah, bus to Canada.
A bus to Canada.
Because you get a bus ticket and, yeah, Greyhound to Canada because you can't get on a flight without an ID.
Zach, you are not getting away. I'm just going to let you know.
No, I'm not.
There's no way you're getting on a bus.
You can walk to Canada.
One of the wild things are just walked on the bus.
You could walk to Canada through Maine. You would take a bus to Maine, right? Isn't there like you can walk through the woods. There's no border patrol there.
Okay, that's a good idea too.
Yeah.
If I'm up here, I'm going to Canada. If I'm down south, I'm going to Mexico.
I mean, I don't even, I'd have to start researching like immediately. I'd have to like, you have to do
it. You have a phone. First thing you do is you go buy a burner phone.
Where?
At any store. 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
You think they know what the fuck you look like? We all look alike to them.
That is true. So 7-Eleven, you get a burner phone.
We're all my friend.
Do they sell burner phones at 7-Eleven
still? Yes, track phones.
And there's no connection, there's no name.
No.
Boom, that's my phone.
You can just walk into any fucking Arab's fucking cell phone store and be like, give me a burner phone, here's $100, and they'll fucking connect it for you right there.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can give them whatever name you want.
Okay, so I got a burner phone.
All right, yeah, you walk into a deli, you go, yo, ock, phone, bacon, egg, and cheese.
All right, so I get a burner phone, but does it have internet access? Can I browse the internet?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I need to browse the internet. I need to fucking figure out the way into Canada or the way into Mexico, because that's probably the way, right?
Yeah.
I can disappear in Mexico more easily. You guys can disappear in Canada more easily.
Yeah, probably.
I'll dress up like a moose.
I would say, what's the better way to go? Is there an answer on that? Shannon, can you Google if I murder somebody? Google this. If I murder somebody,
it autofills. If I murder my boss,
where is the best place for me to go? Yeah, because to get into Mexico or to get into.
Well, there was also, so you make a good point. I was just talking about this recently. There was those guys who escaped from prison, and one of the guys made it to Mexico, and then he couldn't speak Spanish and had no money, and literally just had to call his grandmother, who called Jesse Jackson to renegotiate his him giving himself up.
Hmm. Yeah, that's it. Because you're on the lam, they're fucking looking for you. What are you going to do? I mean, I would be so
paranoid.
He
had just gotten out of prison. We're talking about a guy who has a camper, can lay low somewhere for a while, and whose parents probably gave him a fucking bag full of cash.
Why is Feeney here? Wasn't Feeney banned from the studio for a while? Feeney, can you give me a coffee, please?
I'll take one.
Feeney's the new intern. What are you doing here? Come say hi. You can say hi.
The door.
You can say hi, you fucking weirdo.
I didn't want to fucking disrupt the show.
You look like you're about to fucking...
What's up, dude?
Feeney, you kill your wife. You go to Canada or Mexico?
Mexico. Cheaper. Way cheaper. But, yeah, but Canada, you can live off the grid.
Yeah, you're not fitting in either way. Living off the grid.
Canada, I'll fit in.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, dude.
You could go take Graham K's house now.
You look like you're about to go ride a motorcycle on the Autobahn.
I feel like that's a compliment. I thought you were going to say hold on the back of a motorcycle. Hold on to somebody.
You look like you're about to go suck a cock in a bathroom.
There you go.
That's there we go. Why do you dress this way now? What is this new thing? You're a European guy? Is that what's going on?
This is an American skate company.
You look like you're a European guy. I thought it was Cannon that walked into it. I was like, why is Cannon here?
You look like
now?
Ted Lasso. It is Cannon. With the whole shit.
Hi, boy.
Why is Cannon here? Why are they here?
Takeover. He brought coffee. Hi.
They were gone.
Now we're back.
Talking to that
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Why are the Irish Goodbye Boys
October
here?
October 8th through the 11th, Columbus, Ohio to McHenry.
It's not even on. I love the fact that it's not even on. It's making me feel better. It's really nice.
It's going to be great.
Twitch.tv/.
What are you guys doing here?
We're just saying hi.
Some stuff.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
I have a hard drive.
Don't worry about it. Did we rehire them? Don't worry about it. There's something going on afterwards that you'll find out
The
about
new
that.
Show on the network, Irish Hello.
Thank you.
Goodbye, boys.
I made
Thank you. Fucking Feeny, dude. That fucking facial hair. Wow. Wow, doggy. Yeah, we should just dissolve the network. Anyway.
No, dude, I always tell people how awesome it is to be on the same network as Irish Goodbye and Tim Dillon and Andrew Dice Clay.
It really is the best.
Yeah.
Right? Lisa Ann.
Yep.
Let's, so, all right, so fuck it. I mean, I guess we don't know how we're going to get, nobody knows how they're going to get away with this. Nobody's getting away with this. I'm unwilling to live off the grid.
If he's got a camper, he's going to lay low in a very, like, desolate area for a long time.
I just need attention. I need social media. I need algorithms. I need Amazon Prime. I need Disney Plus. There's a lot of factors and a lot of fucking pinpointing where my where I'm going to be. The way that I live my life.
That's why you're not a murderer.
The way I live my life.
You get a burner phone.
They are finding me. They're finding me, dude. I'm gonna take a selfie and be like, look, I'm here. It's happening.
Lewis Post fucking gets into a Twitter fight with somebody that leads to his arrest.
Yeah, well, they're going to just fucking... They're going to find... They're gonna
dog, you me, fucking bitch!
You're going to find me hitting on open mic female comedians in whatever town I'm in. I can't stay away! What am I supposed to do?
Lewis shows up at an Eve 6 show at a fucking local dive bar and starts throwing shit at the guy.
You get up a lot here in Guadalajara?
All right, so let's see. Boston ballerina and her husband get accused by multiple underage girls of raping them at gunpoint. Is it time for another rape dicks? Yes. Should we put on our rape hats?
I think so.
And pull out our rape dicks? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another rape dicks.
Rape dicks. All I know is ball. Rape.
Time for another edition of Rape Dicks. Is this Boston ballerina couple guilty of raping underage girls? Is this the hottest episode of Rape Dicks that we've ever had? I don't know. Shannon, give me a little backstory here and make it sexy.
Okay.
I'm a ballerina, dude.
Okay, so there's a husband and wife. They were both like famous ballerinas in
Boston. Can we see pictures
Boston.
Of these bitches?
Yeah, I'll show you. This is them together.
Let's see. Oh, hell yeah.
They're good looking.
A hot couple right there. Well, I mean, she's hot.
I think he's not bad.
He's got douche face.
She got thin lips. It's fine.
He looks like he opened for Stained in like 2001.
Can we see more pictures of her body, her toit body? Because I feel like she, with her being a ballerina, going to be pretty toit, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Without a doubt.
Very toit.
Unquestionable. So, Shannon, typically if there's ever an opportunity to show a toit body, do that. Don't go for a fucking oversized hoodie. Yeah, dude. That's literally, not only is it a toit body, it's a spread eagle shot. This is a fucking shot. Can we zoom in a little? So, all right, look, Exhibit A, I'm going to tell you right now, she don't need to
she
rape.
She looks like she's going to do a Hadouken out of her pussy.
What if she's farting? What if she's just the most hilarious ballerina ever? All right, so give me some more details about this story. What happened?
Okay, so the two of them, again, very famous ballerinas in Boston, and they were working with a program with some of the schools where kids that were 14 and older that wanted to, you know, be in ballet would join.
14 and older.
14 and older.
Okay, that's, you know, okay.
Yeah, so, and the age of consent in Massachusetts is 16. And so all of these girls were minors. We don't know their exact age, though, because their identities haven't been disclosed. But what they claim happened is they joined this group, and then the couple took them in and told them, oh, if you want to be a star, just do what we say, hang out with us. And eventually what they did with one girl in particular is they took her out to a party, got her drunk, brought her back home, brought her to a room that had lots of weapons in it. And then the girl, whose name is Dusty Buttons...
Dusty Buttons?
No,
that's a real
no,
name?
It's fucking
that's her
not. Real,
that's her name. And his name is Mitchell Buttons. Dusty Buttons held the girl at gunpoint while Mitchell Buttons raped her.
Yo, how is this a children's story about fucking rape? Dude, I just want to animate this and sell it to Pixar.
Dusty Buttons.
Dusty fucking Buttons.
So then, she watched as the guy raped the child.
Yep, she watched as she held the gun.
Oh, and God, he sounds like a terrier who raped you. Mr. Buttons!
But it's multiple accusers.
Yeah, there's five women so far have come forward.
Wow.
So it's all still alleged at this point.
So they're technically minors, but they can consent at 16 and they'd still be considered minors. So for all we know, they've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, honestly, there's a good chance they're in contention for Real Ass Dudes of the Week.
We should only get Ryder got Chick of the Year.
Yeah, that chick is fucking hardcore parkour. You hear about that. Like, wasn't there a story from years ago where it was like a chick who was like drugging her little sister and like letting her husband rape her?
Yeah, they were, they killed her, yeah. I've read the testimony on that one. He really got her good.
I've read the
fan fiction on. Yeah.
What the fuck is going on here? Why are all of these fags showing up and headbutting my cameras?
Hey, everybody. Brendan Sagalow's here.
Why are you here now?
I don't know. We just, you know, we're hanging out. Everybody said they were crashing. I wanted to crash. I'm sure. Hey, what is up, man?
What's up, dude?
I'm sure you're not talking about anything that's worthwhile.
What the fuck is going on here?
Talking about child rape right now.
We're literally solving a rape case. What are you doing? What's the scenario?
Yeah.
Dyeing your hair like a dickhead?
Oh. Yeah. You're just mad because you don't got no hair to dye.
Dude, I could dye my scalp.
You could do your mustache.
Dude.
What do you think of the hair?
Dude, it'd be hilarious to...
Captain Ham Planet over here.
Well, I feel like I've made the show worse by coming in.
Business as usual.
I love you guys. Bye. Captain Ham Planet.
Okay, guys, real quick, go to podcastmerch.com. Starting October 4th, we have a brand new line of Real Ass Podcasts and Luis J. Gomez merch coming out. Team Rattlesnake merch, the RAP parody shirt for the D.A.R.E. program. We have that one up there. Go to podcastmerch.com October 4th through October 11th and grab some merch to support the show. Okay, where were we? Ah, shit. Doesn't fucking Sackle look like a fucking, just a lesbian teenager?
Well, look who decided to come back.
Yeah, you look like just a fucking annoying lesbian at a punk rock show when we were kids.
No, I look like the way you want to look.
You think I want to look like you?
Yeah.
You're fucking crazy.
Yeah, I think you Sackalo. Do. I think you do.
You are lucky that you're a
you
little fucking
You don't think you and
cutie.
I would hang out in high school?
No, dude. I would have literally made fun of you to your face in high school. I would have
You look like the girl in college that told her friends not to drink with me.
Yeah, dude. You look like you would be the least fun girl out of the group.
Or the most fun girl. I mean, look at me. Come on.
No,
I look like
no
I
way.
Fucking,
you're the we
I look
came like together, I we leave together, girl.
Oh yeah, no, I get blowjobs to completion.
Like men are rapists. God damn, fucking.
Well, anyway,
you can just get his number. You're drunk.
Yeah, I'm a mama bear.
Yeah, it's look. You're lucky. You have a cute little personality. Because if you didn't have a cute little personality, no girls would ever have sex with you. If it was just based off of looks. Have you ever done well on Tinder or Bumble?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. But... Now, look, neither have I. I understand that.
You and I are personality guys.
That's how I know I'm ugly. It's very easy. It's a very simple method here. Just take a picture of your face, go on Tinder and Bumble, and swipe, and see what you get back. If you get back only 400-pound black women, you might be a Gomez.
Were you ever on Hinge?
He's been unhinged.
Anyway, I just wanted to come in and say I love you all. And hey.
Hey, man. I hope you guys are doing great with what's the scenario.
Here's the scenario.
Whatever, dude.
And also follow me on Twitch.
Guys, do me a favor. Look for offensive things that they've said on any platform and then send it to Patreon. And let them know that they are platforming Nazis. And let's see if we can get them kicked.
I've said more offensive shit on your show than I have on our show.
Go into the archives. Use the promo code RAP. Find the offensive shit that Brendan has said. Because, you know, they
use
did
the promo
that.
Code RAPE.
With the, what was it, Arcod, the something? He got kicked off of Patreon. He didn't even say anything offensive on Patreon. It was another platform.
Who did? Who was this?
Arcod, the fucking something?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the politics guy from England.
Yeah, yeah, he's like a fucking gamer slash political speaker slash, you know, that's the new thing. You could be like a gamer slash politician.
Damn, dude, my hair looks fucking cool.
Your hair looks, your hair looks like...
Look how cool this looks.
Dude,
you got to admit, come on.
You look like you burst it out of a cake. It looks like there's fucking green icing on your head.
I look like a Gatorade bottle.
Let's think of other unfunny things that he looks like.
It's just too cool. It looks too cool.
The Joker's not handling the breakup with Harley Quinn very well.
There you go.
I like it. There you go. All right. So, yeah, this Boston Mallory and the husband accused by multiple underage girls of raping them.
It sounds like they had a thing going.
Yeah, that's their thing. They think it's hot. I understand. You go down that rabbit hole.
I actually want to say, I bet this probably
is. That's a great term for an underage pussy. Go down the bunny hole.
You go down the rabbit hole of, you know, raping and, you know, of.
Isn't ballerinas like gymnasts, though, where they have like that real fucked up?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's probably worse. Same... They bind their feet like the Japanese.
It's the same fucking obsession with like teenageness. Like, you can be 40, but you still have to look like a 16-year-old girl. So they're just probably trying to tap into the fountain of the youth. Like, that, they fucking did it.
Oh, yeah. You think they're like.
They fucking did it.
You think like they're just trying to stay young with.
Well,
young
look at pussy. Look at the picture of them again. How old were they in that picture, Shannon?
I don't know how old the picture is.
Well, how old are they now? We'll just assume it was last week.
Hold on. I don't know. But here's a picture.
I feel like they should tell us how old they are so we can judge them accordingly.
Yeah, I'll Google them separately. But I also, there are pictures of two of the accusers. Hold
no
on.
Way.
No.
This is one, Gina Menachino.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hold on. Here, this is
Whoa.
And this is another one, right. Sage Humphreys.
All right, pretty toy.
Wait, her name is what?
Sage Humphreys.
Who names these fucking what the people? Fuck?
Porn directors? Sage Humphreys and Belly Mr. Buttons.
Belly Buttons.
Belly Buttons in Ballerina Seduction 5. Teen Queens. Look at Harrington. He can't even take a picture. He makes me sick.
Dusty Button is 32.
Dusty Button?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'd like to poke her Dusty Button, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
Hell yeah.
Her butthole, right?
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's
it's good
what
to be
I meant.
Specific on shit like that.
Yeah, all right, so fuck it. I say they did it. You don't get five chicks accusing you of rape. By the way, these words are going to bite me in the ass one day. You don't get five chicks accuse you of rape without there being something behind it, you know? That's what I say. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Somebody timestamp this right now.
Exhibit A.
hold on, let me join you. Anyone obsessed with teenage girls is a piece of garbage, and you should not support them.
Yeah, doggy.
That was just like Laverne and Shirley when they drive off the cliff holding hands.
Let's see.
Shannon, you're both going down.
Just for the hell of it, pull up this British Pakistani family who has the most albino members. 15 members of their Pakistani family are albino. Double yuck. Pakistani, albino.
So she's just cheating with British men.
What if they're hot?
Oh!
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
They all have Brock Lesnar.
They all look like Sagalow without the blue hair.
Zoom in a little here.
Okay, so we're all agreed that the mom is clearly just cheating on the father, right? Like, it's like, this is...
Maybe, I don't know.
Just
I
mean, disturbing.
They're all pretty light-skinned Pakistanis, I gotta be honest with you.
That's a jump, though, dude.
Like, they, which one? So, are they...
They all look like they're wearing the white chick's makeup.
Yeah. They don't look that... I thought they were gonna be more horrifying.
I don't know, man. The dude with the tie and the other dude, they all look like their name should be Dusty Buttons.
Why is it that some of the women are covering their hair and some of the women are not? I have no idea. Or the young girls are not.
I think you have to be a certain age to have to do that.
What are the rules?
What are the rules?
I don't even know.
Of being albino Pakistani.
Yeah. Well, all right. That was cute, Shannon. Thank you for that. Sometimes you got to bring in a retarded ass Shannon story of the week.
Here's another picture. So they are currently.
All right, they look silly.
Yeah.
They look, I don't know if it's old timey photography.
Currently,
they're all cross-eyed. They
look like a bunch of shitty white people that dressed up to go to dinner.
Yeah.
they thought it was a cosplay restaurant. They're just going to get some butter chicken.
Aren't you going to torch the bloodline, though, after you have, like, one of those?
That is true.
Like, you're not going to fucking keep going.
If I had one albino, I would drown it. And then I would keep it. I would keep the fetus bottle in a jar in my refrigerator. I thought albinos. Can white people be albinos? I think we discovered this recently, right? Yeah, they can. Hmm. I thought it was only brown people that could be albinos, but I think it is more common in brown people.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you just notice it more. If he's a fucking Norwegian albino, you're gonna really notice.
That is also true. Okay, real quick, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. This is for adults over the age of 21 years old who like to get stoned. Delta 8 THC is all the new rave. You're probably seeing it at gas stations and smoke shops and everywhere. It really does get you high. And Yo Delta makes incredible products, both vapes and gummies. Zach, I know you take the gummies all the time.
Yeah, they sent us gummies. They sent us vapes. It's so close. I think if you didn't tell somebody, they wouldn't know the difference. And if you get into the science of it, it's literally like the smallest change in the carbon bonds, in the molecular status of it. It's incredible. I know you smoke it. You give it to your sister. We all love it here.
Yeah, I have the vapes. And honestly, when I smoke it, if you ever see me vaping, I'm always smoking Yo Delta from YoDelta.com. So go get some products right now. YoDelta.com is the website. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off. It's already really cheap. Save 25% off on top of their already affordable prices. Okay, where were we? Let's see. R. Kelly was found guilty on all counts. Does anybody care about that?
No.
No.
Not really, right?
Kind of knew it was going to happen,
yeah,
right?
Like, it'd be more shocking if he wasn't found guilty of anything.
Yeah.
That's something to be surprised about.
Didn't he meet a kid at his last trial?
Yeah, pretty real ass.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's not. He was really hiding in plain sight on that one.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't fucking quit.
Look, child rape is awful. Child rape is an awful thing. I'll go out on a limb right now and say that.
That's very brave of you, Lewis.
But if you're going to rape a child at your child rape child trial, I can't even say it. That's how good it is. I can't even say the words can't even get out of my mouth. That's it. He was able to do the fucking act.
It's almost like if you come, it should be double jeopardy.
That it's wild. I mean, you got to give the guy fucking respect. Like, imagine you're on trial for robbing a bank, mm-hmm. and then in the middle of it, you escape
trial. You break for lunch.
And you rob
another fucking bank.
Dude, I'm fucking like, lunch on me, and you put a bag with a money sign on the table.
You guys don't mind bills that are covered in blue paint, do you?
Sagalo doesn't. Shit. Yeah, like, I can't hate on R. Kelly. Here's what I'll say. He should be found guilty on all those charges, except the one that he met at the trial. That one,
yeah, that's a shame on us.
They should give him a pass on that one. He should, honestly, they should knock a few years off his sentence just for that one.
Just because it's pretty badass. I mean,
how many years was he sentenced for, Shannon? What is the deal?
So he gets sentenced in May. He faces 10 years to life.
Oh, dude. Well, I don't know what is wrong with me. As soon as I heard that, I was like, I hope he gets 10. I have no idea why. I don't know why.
So does he. He's really hoping to get 10 too.
Doggy, I can't explain to you why I root for the guy no matter what, even when they're wrong.
Do you know who also is rooting for him?
Who's rooting for him?
Bill Cosby.
Doctor, yeah.
Bill Cosby said that he was railroaded and that this is a sign of systemic racism, and he feels like he's going to be able to successfully appeal and not serve any time.
Fuck yeah, Cosby. I believe what he said.
What you gotta do is start going blind.
I think there's going to be the reverse, and they're going to throw the fucking book at him because Cosby walked. If Cosby didn't walk, he'd get 10 years. They let Cosby out, so he's getting the fucking full life.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I haven't really been following.
Is it the
trial.
Same jurisdiction? It is, right?
Both
Chicago?
But
no,
I know
Cosby was Pennsylvania. Cosby was fucking.
I know that with they were saying with R. Kelly's shit that they use some gray area to like convict him, because a lot of it was past the statute of limitations. Okay. So they brought him up on racketeering or some other charges, like,
oh, because of all the bitches he trapped in the basement.
Yeah. So it was, yeah.
So they Al Capone'd him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't get him for the real shit.
But that's sort of what Cosby got out for. Cosby got out because they started fucking with the rules, right? And that's literally the loophole that Cosby got out on. So I don't know exactly.
Yeah,
what's
but if
going
it's a
on.
RICO statute, doesn't that only exist so they can get you on a technicality?
I don't fucking know.
RICO.
RICO's
a fucking
is.
Weird thing. So I've heard.
It's a better wrestling name than Ash.
Where it's like
the RICO man.
That's an organizational
thing. Puerto Rican that steals your car.
First of all,
he battles with RICO man.
There was a RICO that was the gay guy that managed Billy and Chuck.
Oh, that's true.
With the mutton chops.
Yes, but yeah, RICO is like a group thing. So, like, they couldn't – they're doing some other backdoor shit to get him.
A backdoor group thing? Also my favorite category. Yeah, they are. They're gonna fuck him. Sure, of course. You know, throw the book at him. Sure.
That's going to be a fun prison sentence for him. You think he's going to – he's not – they're not going to put him in general population, right? Cosby was, like, dealing with prisoners, right?
He's still R. Kelly, dude. Like, people are still
going
to be going,
Cosby had, like,
oh,
office
shit,
hours for as a doctor.
I don't know exactly. I guess he's broke now, but I think he's probably broke the same way millionaires are broke. Yeah. Like, he's still got mad money. Yeah. Like, he's just not like he's probably in debt or whatever, and there's probably like a bunch of shit that's not good. But in prison, I'm sure he's going to be pretty made in terms of the amount of resources
ramen he can get to people.
Yeah. Or Newports. Like he'll probably have protection. He'll probably, I don't know.
He's going to be doing cameos to people's moms over the jail hell phone. Yeah, like, yo, hell just yeah. sing, I believe I can fly to my mom, and like, you're good.
Yeah.
Did you see what came out on Netflix? This week, Lou?
Negative $2 million or $2 million?
Negative $2 million.
Mm. Yeah, but if you can be $2 million in debt, you have to be rich, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to
yeah.
already, you gotta like that's not the same fucking thing as like.
That's not the
same thing
as being.
A guy who's $30,000 in debt. Yeah, I feel way worse for the guy who's in $30,000 in debt, because I'm like, if you're $2 million in debt, you're dealing with some other shit, and it's like, you're fucking still living in a nice place, you're driving a nice car, you're yeah. fucking, it's, yeah, you're of a different lifestyle.
I don't know, but being in prison where everybody knows you have an album called Chocolate Factory might not be a good idea.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And he's also a child rapist, and they don't protect child rapists in prison. But I don't think that they consider 13 to be a child in, like, prisoner years. Do they?
I think it's, like, what gang he'd be up against. I'm sure it's, like, a fucking statute of limitations thing where, like, the white dudes have a different idea than the fucking Puerto Ricans, who have a different idea than the black dudes. So it's wherever he falls in, whatever their statute of limitations
is. He's going to fall in with the blacks.
Yeah.
I think that is, that is a gimme. But whatever their statute of limitations is, that's how he'll be treated. Mm. Because, again, he's still fucking
R. Kelly.
And that
statute of limitations is how young the guy who they're all scared of went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, so, all right, well, fuck him, I guess. You know, good that they found him guilty and all that stuff. I think they're not going to give him life. I don't think they're going to give him life.
No, I think he's going to be all right. Lou, did you see what came out on Netflix this week?
What?
A new episodes of our fucking favorite, Jailbirds.
Did see that. There's a new city, right?
It's in New Orleans. There's only 3 episodes up, but I got to say.
Dope. Better than the first one? Because the first one.
No, because they open on the toilet talk, and I feel like the toilet talk was the big reveal.
Yeah.
In the first one.
Yeah.
Totally, but great. It's all the same. It's really like watching somebody deal with children.
It's the same girls now.
No, they're in New Orleans.
Different cast.
And they wait till like the third episode to start dropping what they all did, why they're in jail.
And they're in for some crazy shit.
And the couple, you're like, yeah, I get it. And then the one they drop and you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
The one who's like kind of nice. Right. And then you find out what she did and you're like, oh boy.
Yeah. Are they any of them hot?
No. They I don't know. I don't remember if they did this in the first season, but whenever they go into the girl's past, they have like hot selfies of them, and then it cuts to them now a year later, and it shows like just the deterioration.
Well, high def television is not good for women in general. Like, you got to feel bad for chicks, right?
Yeah.
Because you see them, because they got makeup. It's all smoke and mirrors for chicks, right? Mm-hmm. At least dudes, we are what you get, you know? So then high def TV comes out, and it was like, wow. We need to fucking fix their faces. This is why they stopped putting good-looking people on TV, because it stopped mattering. You started to realize, have you noticed that now? It's like not, like every TV show, it's all like ugly people.
What? What TV shows are
all
you watching?
All the TV shows. Every TV show. They just hire disgusting, ugly creatures. It is disgusting.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm talking about television and movies now.
Okay.
They're ugly. They're ugly. They're all ugly.
I just watched Doom Patrol. I feel like those women are all right.
What's it called? The new Marvel movie or the new Marvel
TV. He was just Chinese.
The new Marvel TV show with
that's a cartoon.
Thor's brother.
Loki?
Yeah, all of the supporting cast, like every single person that all the prison guards.
Owen Wilson was in that.
They're all ugly people. Owen Wilson is the king of the ugly people. What are you talking about? You bring up the ugliest actor that's ever existed.
I just love Owen Wilson.
Look at him.
These two chicks at the bottom left look pretty good.
I'm telling you, dude, it's just, it used to be television.
You're not going
to
fuck that chick right there, Sasha
Lane? I'm sure that there are a couple good-looking people on the show. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sure. I'm just saying, when you look at like television now, it's always like a fat black chick that's working behind the counter, or a fucking guy with a fucking, you know, a hair lip fucking in the background.
That's Joaquin Phoenix. He's a very talented actor and he's handsome.
It's not what it used to be. In the 90s, it was all good looking people. And now they've hired a bunch of uggos. What do you want me to say?
I think that's kind of fair, actually. It's probably a higher ratio of Uggos, and they're more noticeable now.
Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to be more inclusive, and they're trying to, like, there's an ugly revolution that is happening before our very eyes, and they're disguising it as diversity.
Blue hair. Oh, sorry.
They're disguising, well, they are in a weird way. They're disguising it as diversity. It's like
you have to accept everything and fucking...
And you're like, these are ugly people. Fine, bring me a hot tranny.
Yeah.
No, that's what Paco...
That was a request.
Bring me a hot tranny right now.
Can I get a number one from Sonny and Annie's and a hot tranny?
God,
that's
damn.
A number four at Sonny and Annie's.
So, speaking of which,
with sausage.
Speaking of which, Bethany Frankel slams summer camp for allowing girls with penises to sleep in the bunks with biological girls. What is this story? Pull it up, Shannon.
It's the movie Sleepaway Camp.
So Bethany Frankel, who is from like the Real Housewives of whatever, she details an incident where girls at Hampton's summer camp saw the genitals of a girl with a penis bunking with them. And she talked about this on her podcast. Parents weren't happy when their 9 and 10-year-old kids saw
What's
this.
What's that? That's my pussy.
Yeah. So she and then she obviously is getting a lot of backlash about her being hateful and non-inclusive. And and now she doesn't send her kids to the camp anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird fucking time.
How great would it be if that little tranny chick was just like, yeah, my dad punched me in the stomach. That's why this happened.
But I mean, it's really, it's a strange time because I feel like society hasn't really figured out what to do with this yet.
Yeah, it's still in the general scheme of the world and society and us being accepting. This is a pretty new goddamn thing.
What? Yeah, trans kids.
Yeah, it's a lot. Fucking new. If you go by how long there have been people, this is a pretty fucking new one.
I just feel like, I mean, it has become a somewhat trendy thing to be trans. Has it not? Has it not become
I'll take the bullet on this one. Yeah, it's kind of like being goth.
Yeah, right?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, yeah.
It's just like a category of something to be that is not only, it's different, but it's also different, which is great. Like, being different is awesome. I prided myself on being different as I grew up, right? I liked being known as being somebody who was different than everybody else.
Special needs.
But it's also being, they celebrate it. They celebrate.
Yeah.
You're being celebrated as being brave. You're being celebrated as being a hero. You're being so.
But there's also you get woke points for being friends.
Yeah, it is. Like, it is it is attractive for a young person.
What would be like, I have a black friend in the 80s became I have a gay friend in the 90s, 2000s.
Yeah.
And now I think it's becoming I have trans.
I just don't know. How do I know? How do I know without being in this person's head that this person is actually transgender, actually sees themselves this way?
Probably why you shouldn't be giving hormones to children.
Right, but then it also becomes the thing where it's like, well, no, I don't know. I don't really want a little boy in my daughter's fucking locker room. And I don't know what's going on in his head, right? In the best case scenario, he's got some fucking issues with how he sees himself, mm-hmm. and his parents need to fucking address that in whatever way they want to fucking address it. You're not showing your dick to my daughter. I'm sorry. Like, you're like,
they,
like.
Well, how did they see?
Hold on, let me cancel my appointment.
Zach, you're not showing your dick to my daughter.
So, well, James is also on this boat now, then.
It's also a lot easier now to be trans than it was. Like, there was a qualification back when we were growing up where it was like the surgeries and the hormones.
You had to be Puerto Rican.
And all that.
You had to be sucking dick for money. You had to live on my quarter and be named Cookie. Yeah.
You know, and this isn't like a good or bad thing. It just is what it is, where it's like, now you can just say like, oh, I changed my name. I'm trans.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier for like younger people to do than it was 10, 20 years ago.
And it's not something where it's like you're even going to get made fun of. Young people now, I don't hang out with young people, but if you are coming out as trans now, I feel like being young and woke is cool now. That's like the new cool thing. Yeah. I think you're going to be celebrated. You're not going to be made fun of. I mean, I guess maybe where you live matters.
Yeah, I would say that might be region by region.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're also like kids region are taught through TikTok and
Chinese
YouTube and all this to be so inclusive. That it's just like, yeah, it is what it is. Like, they're so, this kid's trans. And
but there's also, like, some weird evidence where it's, like, the same clusters of people that would have, like, you know, whatever, cutters and shit, like, or eating disorders and stuff like that. There's, like, it's just people who have...
The real trans people we used to call cutters.
Look, yeah. I still can't be, if my son wanted to be a little girl, if he was genuinely believed that he was trans, like I would think that he has a psychological problem. I would think that he needs to speak to somebody. And now, by the way,
that's the thing is like no matter how you slice it, go ahead, Zach. It's no, but it is a psychological issue. Like
gender dysphoria is a mental issue.
I mean, if you want to say you could live that way, you could live that way. Like I don't have a problem with that, but.
I just talked about how I would help my son get away if he murdered somebody. Obviously, I'm going to love him for whatever he...
Maybe he was only murdering that person because he wanted to just be a girl. He wanted to live in her skin.
I was going
to
say, if you got to get away from murder, you know it's a great step one.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I just feel...
Mrs. Doubtfire, this bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like... I just feel like...
Oh, I'm just Mrs... National Park Strangle.
Yeah, I.
Oh, I'm just Mrs. Oh, that bitch should have shut up in the van.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. Yeah, it would be a fucking problem, you know? And it wouldn't be like I wouldn't love him or I would tell him it was even a problem, but I would, behind closed doors, I would go like, oh my God, he didn't fight.
Jesus, you're going to have to get hit by a Walmart truck to come back.
Listen, I wouldn't want him to, you know, feel bad. But at the same time, like in my head, I would go like, yeah, there's something, my son's got to speak to somebody because this isn't fucking normal, you know? And, you know, I don't know. Like, is that even hateful? Why is that a hateful thing to say?
Because everyone's lost their fucking minds.
Yeah, but it's like how, like, what would you celebrate if your son came home one day and said, hey, I believe my hand shouldn't be there. I just looked down and there shouldn't be a hand there.
Well, hold on. Is he going to get a fucking cool-ass hook hand?
He's got a dick there instead.
I am not okay with that. But if he wants to be a pirate, I'm all for it.
No, dude, he's got dicks and balls on his hands.
Dick and balls? Fleshlight.
Oh, then I gotta like support
him. And then
when
he wants to start a fight, just.
That's how he sleeps. He just plugs in. Yeah, it's a fucking, that would be wild. I don't know. The closest thing we have to a trans person in our life is Natalie. Natalie, can you help us understand this now? Am I being a hateful person?
When they cut your dick off.
You're young and you're, you know, binary.
Natalie, you're
whatever.
Way more in touch with, let's be honest, you're way more in touch with the terminology.
She's not binary just because she comes in here in flannels and she's the only chick who does that.
Dude, she dresses like Darlene from Roseanne. We're like, all right, lesbo.
Yeah.
Am I being a hateful dad here? If my son came home and I was like, I thought there was something fucking.
If you see your son wearing a flannel, punch him in the face.
A little wackadoodle about him. Is that hateful?
No, I don't think so. I think the difference is that you were like, you would let him deal no matter what. Like, if you were like, you can't dress like that and you can't be like that.
By the way, wackadoodle is definitely what your tranny should call their dicks.
My wackadoodle?
That's my little wackadoodle.
You go to Chuck E. Cheese and there's eight dicks coming out of holes.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It looks like the sandworms from Beetlejuice.
But it's almost like when I let my son dress as a chick as well, like when I let him dress that way, it wouldn't be as simple as like, oh yeah, cool, just wear whatever you want. I think I would...
No, you're going to get him a good form-fitting dress.
No, what I would do
make
is...
Make him look hot.
I think I would...
No, you would like...
Outsmart him.
Yeah, you'd have him dress like Lola Bunny.
No, I would outsmart him.
Frumpy one?
Yeah, frumpy Lola Bunny.
No. What I would do is
sundresses.
I would, he's a child. I don't need to fucking, it's okay. I would convince him to just dress like a little boy somehow without making him feel bad for being a little freak. That's what I would do. Is that hateful?
But then you could just dress him goth because that could go either way.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or tell him like,
just
okay,
be like, hey, Zach,
so you're
can you buy my
you're a trans
outfits?
Girl, and then if you on top of that are a trans boy and just dress like a boy, you're double trans, which makes you super special.
Oh, that is true. That is true. All
if
right,
you're
well,
trans, you're Vietnamese.
Trans. Okay. What else is on here?
Trans Ams.
Let's see.
Buzz a car store.
OnlyFans girl OnlyFans cam girl claims that God wants her to strip on camera. She's blessed by God, and she prays for him to be present while pleasing her partner.
Well, let's see her.
Let's see her. Can we see her?
Okay, yeah, there's a little bit of a video.
So. I feel like there's like... there's.
Wait, I wasn't paying attention when you were talking, so listen. I just want Trans Am's to replace Rock Auto as a sponsor on the show.
I feel like there's...
If you're a cool do-it-yourself thing.
I feel like there's a...
You like working under the hood, fixing things up. Change your muffler.
I feel like there's like a way to market yourself, and they get like in the news, these like cam girls and these OnlyFans girls, because you'll hear about it. It's like, teacher quits her job after 20 years to become OnlyFans girl.
Yeah,
and
or you like, know that, like ER nurse.
Yeah, and it blows up. You know, more people start. So I feel like they pay a PR company or something. Like, this is like a way to market yourself. Mm. I guarantee you they have OnlyFans managers. And they're paying for PR. Yeah. I guarantee fucking.
Oh, like that girl who got fired. The Post outed that girl and was like really said some shitty things about her. It was a hot Spanish chick who was just she was an EMT. And if you know, like EMTs make dog shit money. They make like $13 an hour. It's like nothing. And so they outed her and she made, I think, a ton of money that month. Like, so I guess once you start seeing that happen naturally, now you can just intentionally leak that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is a video from the New York Post, speaking of which. Share.
She's okay.
Yeah, she's... Find the chick who drove the ambulance at the New York Post outed for OnlyFans.
Is there? Yeah, she's disgusting.
Yeah, this is not good at all.
I'm not in.
Like, no offense. I would only be, like, moderately happy banging this chick... 1 a.m. at a bar.
Like, yeah, if I met her after a show, I'm like, dude, I banged this hot mom after a show.
Yeah.
And that's how I would describe her. I'd say she's
a hot
mom.
But I wouldn't pay to jerk off to her.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not great.
So it's a New York Post.
She looks like she's going to pee on the table after SDR show.
What, so yeah, I think that's a thing that they do for sure. Because why else would the New York Post or anybody really post
pick up on that story? Lady does porn.
Yeah.
She's blessed by God. It's like a fucking dumb, it's a dumb angle. But good for them. I'm over. I went in the other day and I went into my OnlyFans and I undid all of my subscriptions.
Nice. Good for you, Lewis.
Yeah, dude.
Is this the girl, Chris?
Let me see. Yeah, that's her. I thought she was pretty attractive and she made a ton of money for
this. Yeah, she's pretty cute.
But they like, she lost her job. She got fired.
Yeah, but who cares?
Yeah, she's making a lot more money. Like, but I think she probably, a lot of people have to spend like a year being an EMT so they can get through medical school and shit like that, or so you can join the fire department, you have to be an EMT for a little while. Dude. So like whatever career path she was going down is like for 2 years of whore money. That kind of sucks.
If you're a slut, the best thing you could do right now...
I don't think she's a slut is what I'm saying.
If you're a slut, the best thing you could do right now is start doing comedy, become a regular guest on the Real Ass Podcast for like 6 months, start an OnlyFans. Oh. No. Start an OnlyFans and you'll fucking make a killing. You'll make an absolute killing.
Mm.
100%. That's the way to do it. So if you're a slut out there and you could fake being a female comedian, not that hard. Yeah. All you got to do is hit me up. We'll get you on the show. Why not?
Or have a regular ass job and just tell the loudest person you know, like, I have an OnlyFans. Wait till you get fired and the New York Post covers you because they maybe run one story this like, a fucking week.
I don't think that...
You could also do both of those simultaneously.
That's true.
I don't
That's
know that there's any guarantee on getting the Post.
You got fired for being a dog walker while I was a slutty open mic comedian. Oh, no. I have to turn to OnlyFans. Thanks, Louis J.
I don't know that like you're going to be able to get picked. I don't even know the first step on how to get picked up with like one of those things, but it's like...
I'd imagine there's a publicist involved.
Yeah, there has to be. Oh, there must be. All right, look, we got to wrap this one. This has been fun. Thank you guys so much for coming on to the show. Chris from Brooklyn, Ash
Samuels. Also, what's the name of the iPay-per-view?
Steal This Show. It's Vimeo. Steal This Show.
Fight TV also.
Fight's going to carry it in a couple weeks. We're going to be on Plex when it goes live.
Okay.
Look for it this weekend.
I'm on commentary. Zach's got a couple of segments in the show. Yep. Also, to answer your question, Lou could definitely kick your ass from Catalyst Wrestling. We never got to that.
Wrecking Ball Ligursky.
Matt Mikowski.
Pull him up. One at a time.
Matt Mikowski is an MMA guy.
One at a time.
Julius Smokes probably whoop your ass.
Homicide.
One at a time. Homicide is a terrifying man.
Listen to me. I will destroy any man put in front of me for the right price.
As long as they're Mike Harrington on a weekly basis.
For the right price. Do you think I'm afraid of any of these people? Do you think I have any fear?
Ron Funch has just stole your thunder, dude.
What do you mean?
As like the only comic to get put through something on a wrestling show.
What do you mean?
He had a whole match last week, so you got to step up.
On what?
GCW out in California. Wrestled Tony Deppen, who will be sooner than later in Catalyst Wrestling, by the way. But yeah, dude, you got to step up, Lewis.
Yeah, pay me. Pay me what I am worth, and I will come in and I will
take...
So,
like, a tenth of what Ron Funches is worth.
I will take down your champion. I will take down your fucking Intercontinental champion, your tag team champions, your women's champion, whoever you want.
Zach's the hardcore champion.
I'll take down the hardcore champion in a heartbeat.
Oh, Zach could take you, too.
No, none of them can. Literally none of them can. So, pull up... Who's the first
you
guy
You can pull
mention?
Up a picture of me with Wrecking Ball, and you can see how large the dude is.
Please, show me Wrecking
Homicide
Ball.
Homicide is the fucking Latin king. Fucking
Homicide trained me, actually. Me and Homicide worked together.
That was deranged.
Wrong Puerto Rican.
Wrong Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
So, that's how little I care about these people.
That's how racist Lewis is. You can't even tell different
interchangeable.
Puerto Ricans.
Lucas just texted me. He said he'd also beat up Lewis. I don't know how...
Yeah. Lewis 6'8". Yeah.
I will literally take Lucas...
you beat that guy up?
Out to dinner as a date. That's how little respect I have for Lucas. I won't even fight him. I'll date him and kiss him at the end of the night, slowly and passionately.
He would love that.
Make a good trend.
Yeah. Well, prepared to be annoyed and uncomfortable for a meal. That's how he beats you. You tap out at dinner. I can't just stop telling stories.
Who is this?
That's Wrecking Ball Ligursky.
Wrecking Ball Ligursky.
This looks like my dick, actually. This guy looks like my penis. I'll destroy Wrecking Ball Ligursky in a heartbeat. Do you think I'm afraid of Wrecking Ball Ligursky?
He's 6'4", dude.
Cool. I'm 6'1". Size, fucking, I'll use that to my advantage. I'm faster. I'm more springy.
What's Mikowski's, like, actual MMA credentials?
He's 2-0 in Bellator.
Yeah, 2-0 in Bellator. He fought for WEC. He fought for a lot of companies.
He's Polish. Those people are idiots. You guys remember Polish jokes from when
That's
we were
fair.
Kids?
That's fair.
They're
Very
dumb
fair.
As shit, dude. Gonna fucking...
You could just be like, hey, look over there. And
put a flashlight in his eyes. He's like, ah.
He's like, am I a submarine now?
I'll fucking put a math problem on a chalkboard. I'll fucking be sitting there. Oh, fucking kick him right in his head. I'm not afraid of you, fucking Wachowski.
Have him hold a screen door and then waterboard him?
Yeah, dude. Let's go. I'm not afraid of any of these pussies, dude. Hey, Ash. Come to me with the fucking offer, and I will come in and I will headline your next pay-per-view, and you will sell more pay-per-views than you've ever sold in your entire life. By far. By leaps and bounds.
We'll slide some paper back and forth across the table after this. See if we can work something out.
Yeah, that's going to be rolled up.
Yeah. All right, look, let's wrap this one. Thank you guys very much for tuning in to today's Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Friday with another great episode. Shout out to everyone coming out this weekend in Austin, Texas. It's going to be a fucking great one. Let's party, baby boys!
That's all, folks.